Police headquarters calling cars 12, 50, and 21. Cars 12, 50, and 21. Report to Central Station. Calling Detective Aiken. Detective Aiken in 41. Call your precinct. That's all.
Now, Andy.
Something big, Captain, the way the daughter and the boy's out.
Yeah. Tom's probably cut loose in her
hand. Headquarters.
Yeah, this is Captain Aiken. What's up?
They wanted at the Crescent Garage down the east side, Captain. No, only the 10th precinct is on the scene.
What is it, murder?
Yeah, five of them.
Well, tell them I'm on my way. Step. Yeah, step on it, Andy.
Right.
Here we are, sir.
Holy smoke, look at that crowd. Make them open up. Oh, that'll be good. You wait in the car, Andy.
This is right.
All right, let me through here. Come on, stand back there. Open up here. Oh, hello, Captain.
Oh, hello, Captain Aiken. How are you?
First rate, what's going on down here?
Oh, it looks like another Valentine's Day affair, Captain, except they got a copper this time.
Who?
A young fella named Madredi. He heard the shots and come running up, and they got him with a Tommy gun.
Dirty sneaking rats. Who else they get?
They got four employees at the unemployed trucking company.
Racket case, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I know just where to put my finger on this one. Where can we get away from this mob?
There's an office right over here.
Good. Let's use... Any eyewitnesses?
Well, there was a fellow on the porch who was with him, with Madredi, when he was killed. He was off duty, though, at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now bring him in.
Okay.
Police headquarters. Bunch of yellow rats. Hello. Give me powers and identification.
Here's the man who was with Madredi.
Good. Wait till I get the fingerprint bureau.
All right, sir.
Hello, Frank. Captain Aiken. Another one of those wholesale murder cases out at the Crescent Garage. Yeah, a mix-up in the trucking racket. Killed a copper and four others. Stand by for description. All right, what's your name?
Wilbur Smith, sir. I was talking to Madredi when...
You can say that. Did you see the mugs that shot him?
Yeah, there was a big touring car, top-up, and about five or six men in it.
Wait a minute. Frank, get the radio working for a large touring top-up. What color?
Gray.
Car's gray, Frank. Five or six mugs in it. Get that going and come back to the phone. All right, Smith, tell us what happened.
Well, I was talking to Pat, who was standing over in front of a cafe there on the corner.
Oh, Pat?
Pat Madredi, the officer they killed.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, all of a sudden, we hear shots in the garage here, and Pat jerks out his gun and beats it in this direction. Then a car whips out of this driveway and heads up the street. Pat puts a couple of shots into it, and then they cut loose on him with a Tommy gun, and it was all over.
Yeah.
I beat it into the garage here and see four guys laying on the floor, so I grabbed the phone and called headquarters.
You recognize any of the mugs in the touring?
No, none of them.
Yeah, probably brought in from out of town for the job, in which case they'll scatter as soon as they can and get back to the sticks. Now hold it.
Yeah.
Hello, Frank. Add this to your description. The car will probably have a bullet hole or two in it. I got a hunch the killers are from out of town and will be trying to get back. Cover all airports, railroad stations, and steamship terminals. We've got to head them off. Want to see me, Commissioner?
Yes, sit down.
Yes, sir.
What's been done in this garage affair?
All that's possible, sir. We've barricaded all roads and are searching every car. We've blocked railroad stations and steamships and airlines. We've got 1,000 men in the field right now.
And no trace of the killers?
One, we found the car abandoned. Powers went over it for fingerprints. He's checking the Department of Justice records right now. It's a new crowd, sir, not in our files.
Did you find out what was behind all this?
Yes, I talked to the head of the unemployed truckers, and he said some mugs had been trying to make the firm pay protection money and that they'd refused to do it.
So the racketeers think they can get away with blasting their way in, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, they can't. What is this? A city or a gangster's hangout? We're not going to fool with this thing, Aiken. I want every man put on 24-hour duty until we find these killers.
Yes, sir.
Yes? Well, just a minute. To you, Aiken.
Thanks. Captain Aiken. What's that? Oh, nice work, Powers. New ones on us, huh? Okay, keep at it.
Something new?
Yes, Powers traced two of the prints on that car through the DJ records. One of the men was Antonio Moretti, once convicted in California for arson. The other was Ward Dugan, who served 7 years in San Quentin. Neither of them has ever been in our record, sir.
All right, get after it, Aiken.
Yes, sir.
Wire California authorities, complete description. They'll probably have more dope on them than we have. Get pictures and send them my telephoto all over the country. This state won't rest, and it has those men in the death house awaiting execution.
Let's see it. My heck, that's fast work. Get me the commissioner. Hello, commissioner. I just got a wire from the California authorities. Both of these men were picked up as they got off the train in San Francisco. Dugan made a break for it and was killed. They have him already, and I got a hunch that he was the guy who handled a Tommy gun. Yes, sir. I'll leave tonight, sir.
Captain?
Assign Sergeant O'Brien to my desk for a week or so and call my home and tell my wife I have my bags packed. I'm going after the rat who killed Patrick McGrady.
Yes?
Chief Nelson?
Yes?
I'm Captain Aiken.
Well, how do you do? We've been expecting you, Captain. Sit down.
Thanks.
Have a nice trip?
Yeah, had a long one.
Well, we've got your man for you, Aiken.
Good. You received the extradition papers, didn't you, Chief?
Yes, got them by airmail this morning.
Well, Moretti is only two steps from the gallows right now.
Big case?
Yeah, the biggest manhunt our department has engaged in several years. I want to thank you fellows out here for the cooperation you've given us.
Oh, that's all right. Smoke?
No, thanks.
When are you leaving?
In the morning.
Come alone?
Yes.
You fellows back east don't have much information on Moretti, do you?
No.
If you had, you'd have sent four men to take him back.
Four men? Why?
Moretti's a bad hombre.
I can take care of him all right.
I've no doubt that you can handle Moretti. It's his mob that I'm worrying about.
You think they'll try to spring him?
Think it? I know it.
Well, it makes you so sure.
Moretti has a lot of money behind him. Big money.
He
has a lot of friends who'd think nothing of pulling a regular massacre to get him free.
Now, why haven't they tried it before now?
For the simple reason that he's been too well guarded. As soon as they find out that you're taking him back alone, they're going to try to spring him sometime during the trip east. They should have sent someone with you, Aiken.
Well, they did give me a private car. That'll help some. And I have the usual supply of leg irons and chains.
Well, I wish you luck. Oh, yes, there's something else. We're delivering another prisoner to your estate, a hot check artist named Turner. Maybe you'd like to take him along as sort of anchor for Moretti, chain them together, huh?
All right with me. Good idea sometimes to have a drag on another prisoner.
All right. We'll meet you at the depot 5 minutes before train time. And Aiken.
Yes?
Keep your eyes and ears open.
I will, Chief. Time, I see.
Yes. Where's your private car?
Now, this one right here.
All right, men, bring him up. This is Moretti, Captain Aiken.
I'm expected to see a man, not a rat.
Yeah, shut your face, copper.
I can see you two are going to get along just fine.
Yeah.
This is Turner, the forger. He's chained to Moretti.
Okay.
Now, if you'll just sign for these men.
All right, here you go. Well, Chief Nelson, these men are under my responsibility now.
Yes, and I'm glad to get them off my hands. Watch him like a hawk, Aiken. They're mean, both of them.
I'll watch them, Chief. Well, step aboard, boys. I think the prosecutor will be mighty glad to see both you men. Now, so long, Chief. When you come east, look us up.
I'll do that, Aiken. Keep an eye on those men now.
Okay, Chief. They're as good as convicted right now.
Expected, I guess.
How's yours, Moretti?
Moretti's asleep.
Oh, yeah. Too bad you got to be traveling with a rat like him, Turner.
Well, I'm getting what I deserve. My wife tried to tell me where I was heading and she found out I was passing those checks.
Yeah,
how far are we now?
About halfway.
What are we doing, Pleasanton?
Pleasanton? Why?
To take on water there, and I'd like to get a breath of fresh air.
sorry, Turner, but I've got to keep the chain to Moretti. If it was you alone, I'd be glad to let you take a breather, but Moretti has to be watched.
Okay, Captain. When do we get there?
Well, we're slowing down for the stop now.
Maybe you could open the door at each end of the car to let some new air in here. It's getting pretty stuffy.
Well, I can do that. How's that?
Better. A lot better.
Well, I'd better shut him now.
Copper!
Oh, a jail delivery, huh? I should have known that you were the one to watch, Turner. I'm ready. He'd asked me to open that door. I'd have told him to go to blazes.
What are you talking about, Copper?
Oh, don't try to cover him up. I know he's working with you. Why didn't you bring a mob? 5 men are hardly enough.
You better shut up and get those keys out. We're taking Moretti with us. Come on, boys. Come on in.
No, you're not getting away with this. You're not getting away with this.
You ain't got a chance, eh? Give me them keys.
Not a chance, Mark.
Try to get funny with me. Get his keys, boys.
All right. Put them up.
Hey, whatever.
All of it. Come on. Pick them up. Come on in.
Holy smoke, the dick.
Fedos, if it makes any difference to you. Hurt you much, Cap?
Not much. Say what's coming off around here. Things are happening too fast for me.
Take it easy, Captain. I've 7 men here. Been after these mugs for a year. It was this gang that pulled your garage murders. Chain them together, boys.
Yeah, but how'd you know they were getting on the train back there? How'd you fellows happen to be here?
Well, we've been on the train since you left. Just waiting for something like this.
Huh?
We had the car here wired so we'd know if anyone came in. When we got the signal, we...
Signal? From who?
Why, from Frank Turner here.
Turner? You mean that hot check passer?
Yeah, only he's not a hot check passer. He happens to be the Western Director of the Department of Justice.
Police headquarters? Okay, Captain. Hello, Tim. Order 2 patrols and a motorcycle escort to the Union Station. Captain Aiken's arriving with 6 prisoners. Police headquarters?